Monday, March 20th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Mid-Morning Prayer Hymn. Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, my soul with grace refine, until this earthly part of me glows with your fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so I shall never die, but live with you the perfect life in your eternity. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The parents of Jesus went each year to Jerusalem for the solemn feast of Passover. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened, and coals red hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon. The parents of Jesus went each year to Jerusalem for the solemn feast of Passover. And our reading for this Monday mid-morning is from Proverbs, chapter 2, verses 2 through 7. The Lord has counsel in store for the upright. He is the shield of those who work honestly, guarding the paths of justice, protecting the way of his pious ones. And a responsory. God made him the master of his household. He gave him charge over all his possessions. And our concluding prayer. Let's pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by St. Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginning you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.